2 on the Grizzlies.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on May the 12th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and feel free just to jump into the fight early. We're also streaming at KCNR1460.com. We have a chat room that's up and running right now, joined as usual by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And not only is Bad Bob here, Bad Bob looks like he's ready to rumble. Are you ready to rumble?
Always, sir.
Okay, all right. And but you know what? Speaking of light and sunshine, and it's going to be a great day, and here she is, Linda.
Well, good morning.
How are you?
Good to be back in the seat. Great. It's currently 57 degrees. We're loving this weather outside. We're going to have a...
I'm loving that blouse
mostly,
you're wearing.
Well, it's a sunshiny day, lots of flowers. I have to have some color on today as I go to court. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, folks.
Plead for mercy.
Mostly sunny day with a high of 75. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 52. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll start off the whole day by saying Rick Hill will be out playing this 13th. And if you are going to make reservations, 474-5546. We'll have some other things going on. I think we've got some weather warnings and advisories here with special weather statement. We'll be coming to you in just a moment. But we also wanted to let you know that on this day, May 12th, Edward Lear was born in Highgate, England. Lear was a poet and a talented illustrator, a big champion of the limerick, which dates back to the early 18th century. Do you know any clean limericks?
Yeah, that one you're holding right in your hand.
Okay. I haven't looked down to it. Maybe I should look down to it before. Okay. So Lear wrote Edward Lear's Book of Nonsense and other such amusing pieces. The nonsense book especially helped the limerick to become very popular. The limerick is the only fixed verse form indigenous to the English language.
Huh.
So what are you waiting for?
Okay, you ready?
You ready? Go for it.
There was once a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification. And we're going to take a break right now.
Oh, at least that we didn't even go into the Nantucket one, okay?
No. You, every time I start, you put a ring mark on my forehead.
Hey, we got flowers from Edward yesterday. Beautiful flowers.
Yeah, Edward, thank you so much.
And we have them in the green room looking at them every moment that we can. We're going to take a break on that note here. Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Time we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice to lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta Nebraska County style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance, and I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
This is Nate with Sovereign Minds, on every Sunday at 6 p.m. This week, we'll talk the history of central banks in America. No, the Federal Reserve System was not the first. Do you know the reasons for the War of 1812? Do you know which presidents fought against the banks? Learn about our past struggles and the men behind them. Sovereign Minds, Sundays at 6, opening one mind at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning, May the 12th. Hey, my friends, we're going to talk about this a couple of times. And that's the weather.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, if you're planning on, you know, we're thinking about changing our wardrobes over, you know, cleaning our closets out, which is, of course, essential. And it just feels like we definitely on Sunday, Mother's Day, walking around barefoot. We planted some roses. You know, we really were into, you know, putting the pads out. Well, unseasonably cool and showery weather pattern expected over interior Northern California this weekend. The weather pattern is a forecast to change drastically this weekend as well. A large and a cold low pressure system is forecast to develop off the coast by Saturday, and then we'll move inland Sunday. Let's go to Bob in a second, but before that, I would like to let you know that Placerville, there is going to be on the way to Lake Tahoe State Transportation Cruiser closing a very scenic stretch of highway in the mountains leading to South Lake Tahoe to repair the aging walls that protect vehicles from the steep drop. Transportation officials say Highway 50 over Echo Summit shut down at noon Wednesday and will remain closed for 2 weeks, so there won't be any traffic on the two-lane highway from Phillips to Myers. I know that's a really big deal for people who go to Tahoe on a regular basis, that direction. But, Bob, is there something else that we need to let our fine folks know about the hazardous warnings for this weekend?
Well, the temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees below normal in the valley. Up in the higher country, now people are heading up to do some early season hiking, and this can lead to some serious difficulties. Nighttime temperatures in the 30s in the mountains, so if you're going out camping in your shorts and T-shirt, that's probably not a good idea.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. What's up?
Yeah, when Zach Dan, global warming meeting yesterday.
Okay. That's so laid on us, Charles.
Well, they...
Are we in trouble?
Well, they talked about their regional climate plan, and so far they're very light on specifics. There were some... One person there wanted to proffered as a solution, quote unquote, the idea of subsidizing the purchase of solar water heaters, let's try that when, we're dumping felons on people's doorsteps.
I think people sometimes get detached from reality, and it's a couple of things we're going to talk about today when it comes to,
someone wanted to have charging stations for electric vehicles. Well, that sounds nice, except when you consider that it's going to require that if you're going to have anything more than a token percentage of electric cars in the city's vehicle fleet, you're going to have to have more infrastructure, more generating facilities, more transmission lines. Those transmission lines are going to wind up in somebody's backyard, and given what we had dealt with the tank issue, I don't think we want to open up that can of worms all over again.
No, there's a lot of things. Yes, we can. I think there's a spot for electric cars. I know that we had a guest, Ed Merrick, that was on, and he was buying one, and but his problem was he was picking it up far away, and there's no charging stations, and he can only get so far around town without charging stations. It sounds like it was an interesting.
There's something else too, and that is they want to reduce GHGs by an additional 80% by 2050.
Okay.
Which, when you add that to the 15% by 2020, comes out to a total of 84% by 2050, and that's in absolute terms, and that is simply not feasible at all.
Well, it's already costing us millions already.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run, Charles. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, Charles goes to all these meetings, and he's got some. He goes to all the meetings. And so he's on top of these things. He goes to city council. He goes to charter cities. He goes to this, the global warming thing or whatever it was.
He's very involved.
Very involved. Scott writes to us. One of the things I want to talk about today is specialist Preston Dennis, the young man that we've been talking about all week that was brought home. On Tuesday, killed in Afghanistan on April 28th, came home last Tuesday. He was, final respects were being paid yesterday from 1 to 5. And now his funeral will be today at 2 p.m. up at IGO at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. The procession is going to start from McDonald's at 1 o'clock.
Is this the first time since the chapel has been opened that... one of our fine young men or women that have been brought back from being killed on duty and has been actually set to rest?
I believe so. I believe that this is the first time. So but the procession, like I said, is going to start at 1. The funeral is going to be at 2. But one of the things I wanted to mention that I don't know, maybe just it's, I wrote about it on the blog over on Reading.com. With Time Under the Helmet, and on my blog, there were 56 other heroes killed in Iraq and Afghanistan during the month of April. 56 more. He was 57. He was killed at the end of the month. There were 55 in front of him, himself, and then one more killed after him in the month of April. I didn't see that anywhere. I didn't see that in the news. I didn't see a numbers anywhere. I didn't see anybody saying, oh, my gosh, we lost 56 people. We lost 56 Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan. And yes, my friends, they are still being killed in Iraq. They are still in firefights in Iraq. And Baghdad's asked to have troops stay on after we've said we want to pull people out. So I imagine they'll stay. the thing is that what people have to realize is that these wars are continuing. And where it touches us with our hero, our hometown hero, that there's more. There are more. And, you know, and they are, if you look at who they are and you look at their photos, and you need to do that, you need to look at their photos, you'll see that they're black and white, Hispanic, Asian, they're Marines, sailors, airmen. They're soldiers. They come from all over the United States, from the south to the northeast to the southwest to the far west to Hawaii, the Midwest. They are Americans. They are Americans who have fought and died for our country. And we don't hear anything about it. Why is that? Why is it that it needs to come home to our own town, but nothing's being said anywhere else? Or if it is, they're keeping it kind of low-key. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 at 720 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
At Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Redding by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away?
From the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing television. Telegram.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 724 in the morning on May the 12th. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. It's Dish Satellite. It is a fine, fine system put in by a local guy, Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug at 244-1988. That's 244-1988.
going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75. And it looks like we're going to have that kind of day tomorrow as well. Friday will be high of 79 with a mostly sunny. And Saturday, it looks like we're starting to step into the shower. The showers of about 20% chance of showers. We do have somebody that we're going to bring back after the half hour to talk about a really special benefit that we've got going on. But right now, let's go to the phones. John, you are live on KCNR.
Well, good morning, Linda. I hope your eye is feeling better.
Thank you.
And that things are going well over there. Carl, and I am here specifically at the request of Bad Bob. He needs a voice check level for a caller so that it we determine whether or not we're being heard as well as the last caller wasn't. Now, that all being said, I've got something to talk about. That's a surprise.
Well, we can hear you fine. Are you saying you couldn't hear him?
We were having problems hearing Charles and getting an audio level for him that was acceptable.
Okay.
Was that over the radio or your computer?
Radio.
Okay.
Actually, no. I'm sorry. I was receiving through the computer.
So the caller is not being heard from the listener.
Right. We were hearing you guys fine, but not the caller.
Okay.
So we're doing a little audio check.
Thank you,
because
we are checking numbers as well.
Not without subject here.
Okay.
Now, subject at hand. First of all, I would like to say that the Redding City Council contact telephone number is 225-4447. And I'll repeat that again when I get through here. What I'm concerned about is the closing of the convention center, or the proposed closing of the convention center. On April 15th, the city council moved to go ahead with the study by staff at what it will take to close down the convention center, except for some very selected events. And this is as a cost-saving device for the city. And I understand that it's a need. We need to save money, but I don't believe we need to close down the convention center to do it. The wonderfulness of the events that take place there, all of the different things that have contacted with the community, not just Redding, but entire Shasta County, are going to be affected by this closing. And I think there is an alternative method of operating the convention center. And it's already been suggested that we put it out to outside people who want to outside operators, but there hasn't been any real interest in that being taken over. There was a proposal from Bethel Church to lease it, but it became a violation of church and state issue. Here's what I propose. We have cities in this entire county, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, all of them use the convention center. All of the population goes to it. Operators who want to put on shows come in from all of the different venues here, Palisadro, everywhere. Let's let them help support it. And I'm not talking about just through fees. I'm talking about the city elements help contribute to the maintenance and care and keeping open the Redding Convention Center and make it the Shasta County Convention Center.
Well, it seems so. You want to do is force the schools and all county entities to support that one center,
including the county. You know, I'm talking about the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County can move on helping support this. This is an iconic venue that does not need to close down. It needs to stay open. It needs to continue to provide the entertainment and very special, unique services that it does to this entire community.
I think we need, if not this, we need something like this. And where would that thing be, this entity, if we, you know, somebody would have to build it? We got less than a minute left, by the way.
Okay, well, I'm about through with this for the moment, but I am definitely going to be working on some efforts in the community to get this up and running and see if we can save the convention center. It's something I think, I like the placement of it. I like where it's at. I like the fact that there are so many memories involved in it by the people in this county. I mean, I talk to people every day who are really concerned about this.
Well, I think so, too. Okay, John, thanks a lot for the phone call. We've got to take a break here for the news.
Thanks for the time.
You bet.
No problem. It is something we need to be concerned with, or something we need to talk about.
John's been passionate about that since the idea, the very idea. I mean, I can say that moving here, 4 or 5 years ago, was never even a thought, but maybe it was in the back of some people's minds. We're going to have to take a break here. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street opening up to the downside for a second straight day. Oil, metals, and other commodities continue sliding. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 70 points. Meanwhile, fresh concerns over the labor market as first-time jobless claims remain high. 434,000 Americans joined the unemployment line in the latest week. That's more than economists expected. And last week's figure was revised higher than originally reported. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, rose to its highest level since November. Soaring fuel prices pushing wholesale inflation higher in April. Producer prices rising 0.8% last month, coming in above estimates. If you exclude volatile food and energy prices, the so-called core CPI was up 0.3%. And retail sales increasing 0.5% in April for a 10th straight month of gains, much of the gain coming from soaring gasoline prices. Economists are worried the higher fuel costs will leave motorists with less money to spend on other items. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare at Advance Auto, Meyer, and Tractor Supply.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. Something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Get away.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, welcome back.
That's not Carl. That's your cue.
I know. I was just letting it play a little bit. Just come on. Give me a break here. You've been gone a day. You've got to get back into
this. I'm fine.
Hey, look, I am chained to this mic. I know. I've got it down to the microsecond. This is science. We are flying by the seat of our butts here. All right. Wait a minute. Hey, this is Carl and DeBott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're chatting, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. 7:35 in the morning on May the 12th.
And we put Bob through the ringer, you know, like, do you want headphones? No, you don't want headphones. We have a conversation because, you know, what we got coming up here to talk
we
about
have
next. That's right. And it's a very interesting, you know, conversation happens before we actually hit the air. So let's start off first with introducing our guest, which is Alan Foligno. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
And Donna Ariza.
You got it.
Welcome to the program, Donna. You might want to get closer to the,
And look at me when you're talking. I know it's tough, but that way we keep you focused.
Welcome to Free Fire.
She's going to need that today, trust me.
So, you guys, welcome to the program. And we know that the two of you have worked so hard, and we've met you before when you've done Wings of Angels. And lots of bringing in fabulous talent and putting on spectacular concerts. So obviously you've come together to do In Their Fight Against Cancer for Matt and Rachel. It's a Wings of Angels benefit May 20th at the Cascade Theater. And in concert is a band called the Confederate Railroad. Let's start with you, Alan, and tell us what's this evening about?
Well, you know, about 2 weeks ago I saw thing on Channel 7 about Matt, and it was on for two nights, and I saw it, and I just, you know, he's giggling, he's happy, and I know what he has to go through, and it just, I said, I got to do something for this. And the very next day, I got a call from Confederate Railroad. They lost a date in Gilroy on their tour, and they had a date open on Friday night, the 20th, which I wanted to do something quickly, because, you know, it's not good to wait when you have kids that need it now. And I was on my way out of town, and I said, oh, my gosh. I said, well, give me a couple minutes. I'll call you back. I called Jeff Darling over at the Cascade. He says, we're open. We'd love to help out. And all of a sudden, on my way to Sacramento, I confirmed the band and the venue, and I knew I was going to do something. And then I thought, well, when I get back, I better call Donna, because now I got to line everything up. And it kind of fell into place. So the band was willing to reduce their fees. I mean, it just fell into place.
Well, it was perfect timing. It was just perfect timing. And that's when you can get some of these good bands when they're routing and it drops a date. And so share with our listeners some of the dates that Confederate wrote, some of the songs that they're famous for.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been around for about 17, 18 years, and they won the Country Music Award for Best New Band. They were nominated for multiple Grammys. Their first album sold 3 million copies. It was triple platinum, had the song Queen of Memphis topped the charts. I Like My Women a Little on the Trashy Side, which is a huge hit. Jesus and Mama. All right, Carl, I see the look.
Well, you know, I Like My Women a Little Bit on the Trashy Side, followed by
Jesus and Mama.
Yeah, you know what, that's kind of like, you have one, and then you wake up the next morning and wish for the other, you know?
We call it their confused period, I think. But
when you're on tour, anything goes, right?
That's right. So. And they followed it up with their second album, that was another platinum album, sold a million copies. And as far as I know, I've checked.
Time.
Yeah, and they've never been to Reading.
What are the hours?
For the show?
Yes.
It's going to be at 6:30 on Friday the 20th. And they'll play for at least a good 90 minutes and probably encores. You know, they're just a fun, you know, rocking little country band.
There you go.
Well, tell us a little bit about Matt and Rachel.
Well, Matt and Rachel are the two children that we've chose to benefit for the event. And Matt has been one of our Wings kids for a little over 4 years. He was diagnosed when he was 5 with a form of leukemia. He went through the 4 years of his chemotherapy, and unfortunately the chemotherapy has created another form of leukemia. It's actually one of the rarest forms of leukemia that there is. And Matt he's in need of a bone marrow transplant. He just had his 10th birthday about 3 weeks ago. We do not have a match for him. And a lot of you guys probably remember a couple of weeks ago, Mary's Pizza Shack did the big bone marrow drive and blood drive down there for Matt. And we had about 180 people swabbed for looking for a match. And, you know, Matt's situation is critical as far as needing this transplant. And then our precious little Rachel. Rachel is a six-year-old Reading little girl. She goes to Prairie Elementary School. And the sad thing about this whole situation is it's sad enough that you have a child with cancer, but the Grant family actually lost Rachel's identical twin sister 3.5 years ago from another form of cancer, a completely different type of cancer. Both of these families are traveling 3 to 4 times a week to Sacramento and to Palo Alto. Unfortunately, both right now are hospitalized unexpectedly.
Right now, they're both in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, Rachel was flown to Palo Alto about 4 days ago with a bacterial infection that's a very tough one. And Matt was taken down to Sutter to have a new port put in and everything so that he could be prepared for when a transplant's ready. Yeah.
Okay, we've got the phone lines backed up. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk on the phones. But, yeah, we're here to help get people there for that benefit for Matt and Rachel. It's going to be on May 20th, Confederate
Cascade
Railroad.
Theater.
Yeah, we're going to be back here in a minute. Carl Lindebot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Families and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights and Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, Marquis Care Shasta, Barbara McClaskey Insurance. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles, foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
One, two, three, here we go.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m.
we're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, May 12th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, coffee of the finest quality, copious amounts, finest walk-in humidor in the state. It's a community room that you can meet in with free Wi-Fi. I tell you what, Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They have discounts for veterans. They support our community. They support our veterans. They support the community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny today with a high of 75. Tonight we're looking into a mostly clear with the temperatures lowering down to 52. Tomorrow we will have a 79, mostly sunny day. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 50. The weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. Now, we have two people with us that are very, very special guests. And that are they only special individually? I'm tripping on my words today. You've come together with your knowledge and your passion for this project. And we would like to one more time, for our listeners who maybe are just getting into the car for the first time, tell them about this benefit that you put together on May 20th at the Cascade Theater. It is for
Matt and Rachel, and it's a fundraiser to help fight their cancer.
Now, is this Wings of Angels?
There are two of our Wings of Angels kids. Alan is obviously the one who spearheaded this and asked me to find some children that needed help, and he saw Matt on the news, and we knew about Rachel, and like I said, Alan has been instrumental in getting this out and getting Confederate Railroad to the Cascade Theater.
And this is it's going to be on the 20th, a week from tomorrow, and we're talking about tickets that are, I don't know, how much are the tickets?
$29.
$29. You get to see
a
national band.
Yeah.
That has got, you know, has gone platinum several times, yeah, Confederate Railroad. And they do. They put on a great show. And we were fortunate to do it. Things kind of fell in the line, if you think about it, for a reason.
Yeah.
And the reason was to be able to help Matt and Rachel. That's the way I look at it. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate Alan Foligno and Donna Uriza. Am I even close there?
You're really close.
Okay. And what you do, I mean, this is a tough job. I mean, these kids are strong and courageous, and their parents are, and they're going through some tough times. But what you do is, and I know you don't do it for me to say that. I know that, and I hope everybody else realizes that. You're doing this for those kids.
We do everything for the kids. Ever since we lost our daughter to leukemia, helping the children with cancer has just been a passion of mine and Dan's, and to have somebody like Alan come to us and say, you know, I've got a band and I want to do a benefit and let me help your kids. I just feel very honored that he was here to do that for us and to allow us to help our kids.
Well, I tell you what, how do people get a hold of y'all?
They can go to our webpage if they'd like. It's alyssaswingsofangels.org. They can contact the Cascade Theater for tickets. And
okay.
Alan, do you have any information also?
Well, you know, one thing I really would like to see is some of the businesses or larger groups out there, if you can afford it, buy a block of tickets, 10 tickets, 20 tickets, whatever you can afford. We would like to get a lot of kids their age at this show. You know, it's one thing helping the parents out financially because God knows they need it. I mean, it's just draining. But the kids, we're hoping, you know, if I talk to Matt's father, and we're hoping that he's going to be there and to see other kids their age there. And I'd like to go to their teachers as we give the tickets away and have the kids do homemade get well cards. There'd be nothing better than those kids to sit there and have kids you know that that kids their age care, and you know kids will write little cute little things and pictures, and you know this family, Rachel's family, as I came to find out, you know they lost her twin sister 3.5 years ago to cancer. This is their second child dealing with this, and I cannot imagine when the you know, like I told Linda, when the bedroom door closes at night and it's just the two parents, what goes through their minds. So I mean,
I know.
It makes everything else seem really small.
You know, it's it makes sometimes makes little problems that we have, you know, puts things in reality and perspective that they really are insignificant compared to what other people are going through.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go out there and help these kids. All right, we want to support this with May the 20th.
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater. Tickets are $29.
And that's
it's
for
going
all
to
seats.
help defray the expenses for Matt and Rachel's parents and their families. You know, businesses can go out there and buy 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever you can afford. Whatever you can do. Help get these other kids into the seats there, but also to support Matt and Rachel.
All right.
Yeah. If they get those tickets, they can get a hold of Wings of Angels, and I'm sure Donna can find. We can find a way to get those to the kids and contact their teachers to get those kids at the show.
Well, thank you, Alan and Donna, for coming on the show and for putting your passion behind such a wonderful, uplifting event during a time of need. Thank you for having us.
Other ways we can help, you know, just let us know.
Thank you
so much for what you all do. We've got to take a break here, Carl and the Bot. It is 7:50 in the morning. We have people
hang on the phone.
Yeah, hang on the phones. We'll get right back to you.
Yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:54 in the morning on May the 12th. Let's go to the phones. Jenny, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Belle Long and I have been working on the convention center and doing a study of it since they wanted to privatize it. And so we just want to let everybody know that there is a group working on it, and hopefully we can save it. But we have to come to a resolution of finding ways of supporting it other than the city. By that, fundraisers, Friends of the Convention Center is what we started out trying to organize that group. And as we got into the study, we found that there's other entities that want to build an event center. So we never pursued that at the time. However, now that everybody is coming to the forefront with it, we would like to, get together, organize as a community. And with the dire straits of the budgets with everybody, we need to find different ways and avenues. The convention center is an enterprise fund, which is totally different than the general fund. The general fund has been putting monies into the convention center. However, we as a community, if we want to keep it as a community venue, we need to locate different ways of supporting it and, making it work.
Well, you're right there, Jenny. The thing about it is when we knew Andy Green, who ran the center for the convention center for a long time, and Andy has done a lot of other things. He's no longer there, of course. It's been, well over a year. It's got such potential. And if we just give it away or if we sell it, are we going to have to move everything out of the town? This is a moneymaker for us, and this is something that a town like Reading needs as a convention center.
It's really not a convention center. It's more of a performing arts center. And, if we bring in the Broadway shows, that's the only place they can go. They cannot go to the Cascade.
No, they can't.
The Cascade can't accommodate them.
They cannot accommodate it. And this is the only place around that's got, you can seat 2,000 people.
Correct.
And if you don't have a minimum of 2,000, there's a lot of shows won't even come here.
And I think that the marketing part of it hasn't been done correctly, and I don't fault anybody for that. I just think that, there's a lot of issues with that, but I think that we can move forward, and I think that there are things that we can do as a community. And so that's what we're working on, and I did connect with your previous caller, so we will work together to try and have a cohesive organization that can move forward to save the convention center for our community and not just for one entity.
Sure, yeah, because, McConnell Foundation will buy it in a second. And then, of course, once that goes, well, no, they've said they would. They would like to have that. And, of course, then the rodeo goes. And, I think a lot of people need to look at that. What do we want? You'll get people to say it's the ugliest monstrosity that they've ever seen, the convention center. Others will say, no, it was ahead of its time. But the bottom line is we believe is that we need our own convention center. It doesn't need to be in Anderson. It doesn't need to be anywhere else.
That's right. It doesn't mean it can't be fixed.
That's right. And there's got to be some other things, too. One way in and out, there's got to be a way of fixing that. I'm not sure what.
I believe there is. And, we are meeting with city officials in the next day or two to work on it. We were really frustrated at the city council meeting that, there's been absolutely no marketing effort put into, what could we do, to save it. The CSEC, commission did try to privatize it, or put it out for bid, and nobody was interested in that. As a business person, I wouldn't have done it that way neither. There's other ways of doing it.
Okay.
And I think that we can do it.
I think so, too. Okay, hey, we got to run. Jenny, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jenny.
And thanks for commenting, because I think that, convention center is too important for us to lose. So, you know, we don't mind, you know, raising a banner and sounding the bugle and charging into things. So
when we get more information together, we'll get in touch with you guys and we'll get that banner going.
You bet. Okay, Jenny, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Okay, we got about 30 seconds left before we go into our break. Police Chief Peter Hansen is here, Reading Police Chief. We're going to be talking
His badge
about
is really shiny.
Special events. We're going to be talking about response times. We're going to be talking about camera lights, I'm sure.
No,
this is Carl.
Response time and special events that are happening in May.
And the unconstitutional way those lights work. We're going to talk about that. Okay.
No one's going to get put on the spot here.
Free Fire Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was himself a POW who was tortured. So to John McCain, waterboarding's a personal issue, speaking out against it.
Inhuman and degrading, and as such unworthy and injurious to our country.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
In a passion speech on the Senate floor, McCain also says waterboarding and other enhanced interrogation techniques did not contribute to ultimately finding Osama bin Laden.
With much at stake for America's security and reputation, each side should make its own case, but do so without making up its own facts.
Supporters of enhanced interrogation techniques, including some high-ranking Bush administration officials, say terrorists like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave up valuable information only after several waterboarding sessions. President Obama has barred the practice. Dave.
Jared, top oil company executives being pumped for answers at the Senate as we pay $4 gas and they profit. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson also live in D.C.
Now, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden replayed the words of ConocoPhillips CEO James Mulva. He said in 2005, when oil was $55 a barrel, he didn't need a government incentive. So,
how in the world can you possibly need incentives when oil is at $100 a barrel?
Mulva responded, today is not 2005.
Our costs go up. Taxes have gone up. Oil is more difficult to find, more challenging.
And another CEO says other taxes on oil companies proposed by Democrats are misinformed and discriminatory. Dave.
Rich, NATO warplanes keep bombing in Libya near Tripoli. President Obama has invited rebel leaders to the White House tomorrow. A charter bus taking elementary school students to the National Zoo in Washington crashed this morning. Elena Russo with Maryland State Police says an SUV pulled out in front of it.
The bus, in an attempt to avoid the crash, swerved and hit a utility pole.
About 30 students and adults on board hospitalized. Tiger Woods has pulled out of the Players' Championship, quitting after just 9 holes. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You've got plans, but sometimes pain shows up. So make sure you have the right relief. Rite Aid is here to help with solutions like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. You can even boost your wellness and save with Rite Aid's free Wellness Plus program. Join today and when you spend $25 on Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare, and other select pain products between April 27th and May 31st, get $10 in Plus Up rewards to use on your next purchase. Live life. Make plans. Shop Rite Aid. Use products as directed. Certain limitations apply. See weekly circular for details.
Someday I can be a marine biologist. Or a park ranger. Oh, a conservationist. I know! I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Guilty in Germany of being a Nazi war criminal, John Demjanjuk, the retired auto worker deported from Ohio, but he's also been set free. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is on the case live.
Dave, Demjanjuk was convicted of thousands of counts of murder at a Nazi death camp in Poland. He was a guard there during World War II, and around 28,000 Jews died under his watch. Frail and in a wheelchair, he gave no reaction when the judge sentenced him to 5 years in prison, something that didn't go unnoticed by the victim's relatives.
The fact that he doesn't talk, for me, only makes him weaker because he's afraid to talk and he doesn't want to talk. He can't look us in the eye.
His defense say they'll appeal, and that's why he's been released, Dave.
Emily, President Obama wants to beef up America's cybersecurity.
The White House is hinting that it will roll out today a major proposal to improve security on the Internet, particularly aimed at preventing cyber attacks from hurting the economy. The plan is said to be 2.5 years in the making. It aims to protect individual Americans, critical infrastructure, business, and the government's own computers. A White House official saying the proposal will strike a balance between security, privacy, and fostering economic growth. at the White House. Mike Makowitz, Fox News Radio.
Billy Graham is okay after a health scare.
America's preacher is on the road to recovery.
Mr. Graham is doing well. The doctors are very encouraged by his progress.
Larry Ross is a spokesman for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Graham hospitalized yesterday, diagnosed with pneumonia.
He had a comfortable night, slept well through the evening Wednesday, and his doctors expect that he'll be resuming normal activity, including a regimen of physical therapy.
There's no word on when he will get out of the hospital. The 92-year-old evangelist has had a number of health problems in recent years. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, stocks are adding to yesterday's sell-off. The Dow down now 52 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in our second hour. It's 8:05 on May the 12th. We are streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Understand there may be a little bit of a problem now and then with the stream we're going to get with our webmaster here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Of course, Linda's here, our guest for this hour, and we'll be getting to the Reading police chief in a minute. He's walked in here. He's
Chief Peter Hansen.
He's on his, you know, he's ready. He's got like three or four seconds we're going to talk about.
But
let's go to the phones first. Jay has been holding patiently. Jay, our yellow cab philosopher.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning, Jay.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing good, Jay. What's up?
Oh, I just got excited. Confederate Railroad's coming to town. You know, I remember before I went on my first date listening to Trashy Women.
You did. You say you went out on your first date with Trashy Women, or you were listening to it?
Yes.
Okay, to both. I got it.
Well, anyway, I didn't hear everything. When exactly is this happening again?
It's going to be on the 20th. It's going to be a week from tomorrow at the Cascade Theater. It begins at 5:30. Tickets are $29. And it's a fundraiser for Matt and Rachel, who are fighting the good fight against cancer. Both of them, I think, 10 and 7. If you get a chance, you know, please pass this on to your friends. It helps defray the expenses for these kids and their families, and they are. I think one of them was lifted into Davis, UC Davis, over just the last couple of days.
Remind me, where can I pick these up?
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater. Well,
right.
Thank
just
you.
Give them
so
a call.
Much.
Yeah.
You bet. And thank you, Jay. I tell you what, you're a great American.
Yeah. And that's another thank you, Jay, for the call. That's another beautiful thing that happens with our community. I mean, here's these two kids. We've got Donna in here, who, of course, tragically lost her daughter to leukemia, and her passion and one of her things that drives her is to be out there and help other families who are experiencing their young children who are fighting and battling with this disease. So she's gotten together, of course, with Ellen, and Ellen talked to the, you know, Confederate Railroad and just got a call saying, hey, we got a date open, and blah, blah, blah. There you go. It's the Cascade meets Ellen meets, you know, Donna meets the kids, and let's get this thing going so we can, you know, celebrate life and help in any way that we can. That's what goes on with our community, which leads me really right into where we're going next, and that is to our wonderful police chief, Peter Hansen. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Talk about serving the people.
Yes. You know, I know Donna for a long time because she used to work for us, and now she works down at City Hall. And
Donna's
you know,
good.
Very tragic circumstance with her own family, but you know she started the Wings of Angels program, and it's really helped people in our community and current employees. She's helped out quite a bit, so she's tremendously talented and motivated, and I can't sing enough of her praises.
Really wonderful.
Okay. Well, you know what, we've already got questions lining up in the chat room for you, Chief. But you know, let's take a quick break now, then we can get right back into it.
Okay.
All right. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:08 on May the 12th. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to take a break, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Run away.
I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love.
Fair on the River. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month. Join us Sunday, May 15th for our 18-year anniversary celebration. Paper only costs $18 and could get you $1,800. Plus, you could be one of 18 lucky winners to win $100 in cash just for playing bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play in our $18,000 guaranteed in cash and prizes two-day slot tournament on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at 6 o'clock. Double your chances to win and buy into both tournaments. Just $25 to buy in to win your share of $18,000 cash. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. For more information, log on to winriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning on May the 12th. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia, out on 1751 Hartnell Avenue. This man does a great work, was instrumental in helping fix Linda's torn retina by finding it and getting us to the right guy. Latest design, contact lenses, glasses for the whole family, an on-site lab. They take care of your insurance worries if you give them a call at 223-2325. That's Dr. Joseph Leia. Our guest, Redding Police Chief Peter Hansen, in the first question, and let me get back on the chat room here.
Welcome to the show.
Essentially.
Thank you.
Chief, is there were some articles in the paper that you all are not taking burglary reports as seriously as you did before. Would you care to address that?
Yeah, actually, there's been several letters to the editor recently, and of course, we've received many phone calls regarding response times issues. And in this recent article you're talking about, there was a person that complained that we're not taking burglaries or thefts seriously, and that is not the case. What is the case is that, you know, over the last 2 years, we've lost 11 community service officers and about 21 police officers from our staffing level as a result of the economy. So with that, basically every day, I've got two less officers per day per shift. The workload hasn't changed. The ability of us to handle the workload in a timely fashion has changed because I got less resources. Most of our calls for service are prioritized into two large groups. One is, you know, high-priority, life-threatening emergency calls, and the rest of the calls are prioritized, much like you would do at a hospital triage, as low-priority calls. the community service officers that we used to have working patrol played a very vital role in that. They would handle a lot of the low-priority calls, which meant that officers were free to be proactive and to respond in a short period of time to the high-priority calls. Now, with the CSOs gone, we have the officers handling most of the or all of the calls for service, including high-priority and low-priority calls for service. And then we have less officers to do it. So what's happening is that not only are emergency calls for service response time is starting to increase dramatically, but so is our low priority response times are starting to really increase. And people are getting concerned. You know, why is it taking so long for the police to come and handle my situation, whether it's an emergency call or a lower priority call? And it's different. It's different than where we were at 2 years ago. And the reality is I don't have the resources that we used to have. It's not that we're not taking calls seriously. It's not that we're not responding to calls at all. It's just it's taking us much longer to get there. And people are getting frustrated about that. And I understand that frustration. So what I've told my guys, in fact, we had a discussion about it yesterday, is that, I don't mind waiting in a line at my bank, because when I get to the counter, I get great service. The people at my bank do a great job. And I don't mind waiting at the place I get my tires done, because they do a great job there. And that's what I tell our people. I said, people may have to wait a little longer, but when you get there, make sure they get the best service they possibly can. And I think people are becoming frustrated about response times, and they're concluding that, oh, the police department is not handling those types of calls for service anymore, and that's just not the case. We're still responding to the majority of calls we used to handle. We just don't have the resources we used to have.
What is the average response time?
Well, we track emergency response times, the zero ones, twos, the high priority calls for service. And over the last couple of years, we were down in the 11-minute range. And that seems long period of time, but we have a large city geographically, 60-some square miles, and we have geographical barriers like the river and things like that, which limit our response times. But that's up in the 12.5-minute range now, so in just a year and a half. And that's just because I don't have the number of officers we used to have to get there as quickly as we do, because they're tied up. And unfortunately, what happens is that the workload changes, almost hourly. So, for example, let's say at 11 o'clock in the morning, there's not much going on, and you can drive down the road and see an officer working traffic being proactive. And because
or you'll see a couple cars on one stop.
Right. And because of that, people think, those guys don't have anything to do. Well, at that particular time, there may not be anything else going on. 30 minutes later, every officer on the force might be tied up and unavailable. So a citizen drives down the road, well, I saw this guy doing traffic. Why can't he respond, 30 minutes later on my higher priority call for service? Well, it's a minute-by-minute thing. And, a lot of times you see a person, an officer working traffic or doing something at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At 2 o'clock in the morning when you need an officer, all the officers are tied up. And so you can't say, why isn't that officer in the afternoon here now, kind of a thing.
So would you say that, so response times have slowed?
And they have slowed, and this is fairly easy to predict because we've had the opposite happen as well. A few years ago, I was working with Chief Modi, and our response times were approaching, 15 or 16 minutes on emergency response times. We went to council. They gave us four additional officers, and we reorganized, put more officers on the street. And in a very short period of time, 1 year, we brought the response times average from 16 minutes down to about 11 minutes, 10, 11 minutes. And it really showed that our response times are based on the number of officers we have and based on the activity at that particular time. So our goal is to keep them down into a reasonable range. We're never going to be like Manhattan Beach, California, which is, 3 square miles, same population Reading is, and their response time is 2 minutes. Well, they've got
a reason for that.
They've got a 2 or 3 square mile city with 200 police officers. They literally have a cop on every corner. It's just different circumstances. So the best we're ever going to achieve here is an average of about 10 minutes for emergency calls, and that's our goal. But it's really relative to staffing and the other activity that's going on at that particular time.
Well, one of the questions that have come in is about workloads and about failure to appear. So many failure to appears in court, and that the police have to keep rearresting these people and bringing them in.
Right.
Is that significant?
It's a very significant issue because the county, also experiencing economic challenges, has been forced to shut down a wing in the jail. They've also closed the detention annex. The the facility out by Whiskeytown Lake has been closed. So the sheriff doesn't have the room or the availability of incarcerating people. So there's very little accountability. So what's happening with us is that we arrest people, they get released immediately. We rearrest them and they get released. And so what happens is that, you know, we had a case here just recently. I was talking to the reporter from the Record Searchlight about a guy. He arrested six times for felonies in a period of 6 months. And the problem is they're all property related crimes, burglaries and thefts, like things like that. And
not violent related.
Not violent felonies, but property crime felonies.
Yeah.
But unable to keep him incarcerated, so he was going right back out and reoffending. And many warrants that the courts issue, we have to cite release in the field or they book and get immediately released. And it's frustrating for the judges. It's frustrating for the district attorney. And quite frankly, I know it's frustrating for the sheriff because he would like to keep people incarcerated. I know he does. He just does not have the resources. Right. And I think when I talked, a year or two ago about how our response times are going to get worse. Unless there's some major correction, our crime is going to increase. The prisons are going to start emptying out. We're not going to be able to keep people in custody, and they're going to go back to their old ways, and they're going to start reoffending. So
yeah.
I expect crime to increase. Again, I'm not a scientist, but that's based on experience. That's what's
based on
happen.
30 years.
30 years. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and it doesn't look like things are getting better here in the near future.
It is going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 75.
That's right, and you're cheerful today.
I like how we get down to the facts. And our guest, again, is Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to take a break here. John, hold on. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Mark your calendars to attend the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Public Art Project Fundraiser May 14th at 5:30 at the Anderson Veterans Hall. Proceeds from this event will help pay for three unique locally made veteran symbols which will adorn the new Veteran Service Office in Reading. A $10 cover charge will get you in the door. Inside, you'll find dinner, dancing, patriotic music, and singing from Reading's own Linda Bott and Joe Catania. We'll see you there.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:25 in the morning on May the 12th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Call Doug Tooley. He's a local guy. Don't call that 800 number for Dish Satellite. He does great work. He guarantees his work. It's 244-1988. Do not call that 800 number. You won't get to him. He hires local people. Money stays here, my friends. You want Dish Satellite, then you call Doug Tooley at 244-1988. We have people on the phone. We have got 100 questions backed up in the chat room, and our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. So let's go to the phones first, because they get priority here because they're calling. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. We get priority because you're a talk show.
Well, that's it. You know, we're not a chat show. We're a talk show, and
listen,
even though it's a chat pack.
I'm going to skip all the salutations and
Thank
get
you.
Right to the chief here, because I know you got
Yeah, we got 4 minutes. Yeah.
Chief? I know that this is going to be difficult, but I also know how independent you are of constraints in regards to the politics of things. With all of your experience, how do you really see the future of Reading going in regards to law enforcement? I see it very difficult, and I see the expanding crime limits. What do you see as not necessarily just solutions, but what are the problems we're going to be facing?
I agree with you. I think crime is going to increase as a result of many factors. One, limited resources here locally, but also what's going to happen at the state level with a lot of people being emptied out of the prisons, and you know, whether or not we have the ability to deal with that. So I think at least for a short period of time, and that may be a couple of years, we'll see an increase. In the long run, you know, I hope for and I see some recovery. I think there's going to come a time when the community is going to say, hey, you know, we're going to have to make a decision about what we want in terms of law enforcement services, law enforcement protection. And then we'll have to work together to come to those solutions, because we're going to have to start doing things differently moving forward. But, you know, we're going to have some serious challenges over the next couple of years adjusting to what's happening at the state as well as adjusting what's happening here. But there's going to be a time when the state, the counties, and the cities are going to have to together and say, okay, how are we going to address this issue, and how are we going to prioritize? And whether it's, you call it getting back to basics or prioritizing public safety over some other services, you know, that's the big debate that's going on in Sacramento right now.
Well, I've never been necessarily in favor of this, but I'm very concerned with it in this day and age. How do you feel about what's going to happen with vigilantism?
You know, vigilantism always, you know, carries sort of a negative tone to it. You know, community involvement is a good thing. I really encourage people to become involved and participate in Community Watch. You know, we have neighborhood programs, but we also, Community Watch to me is everyone participating by using their cell phone to call and report things. And I always support people have the right to protect their property and protect themselves. Vigilantism is, again, negative because it has a connotation of, you know, people going out and, you know, on the attack, on the offensive, and I don't think that we need to go that far.
I'm not talking posse comitatus here, but I'm talking that I think self-defense and defense of our city even is essential to our well-being, and it does become an individual issue because we are a community and we rely on you for law enforcement. I mean, you know, cumulatively, but we also have to rely upon ourselves and our neighbors.
You are 100% correct, and I think, you know, eyes and ears on the problem, and, you know, if there's a stranger or suspicious person or gang activity in your neighborhood, you know, call, report it, go out there and make it obvious that you're watching and you're writing down license plates and you're, and that's intimidating. And what we need to do is make sure that the criminal element is intimidated, not the people in our neighborhoods.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think you're right.
Yeah, we just had on the chat room here, somebody says he's got people all around him making loud noise. You know, what should he do? He can't get them to stop calling the police. I mean, do y'all come out and stop those kind of things?
Well, you know, loud noises are, you know, disturbing the peace. If a citizen is having problems with the neighbors, And you can handle it yourself and go over and say, hey, you know, neighbor Jones, can you keep the noise down and be considerate to your neighbors? And if the guy does not want to participate or wants to be a jerk, you know, call us. But we can't act by ourselves. You know, legally, we have to have a citizen willing to step forward and say, hey, I want to sign a complaint against that person for disturbing the peace. And then we can take action. You know, we can't act alone. So in order for us to come out, you know, we need your name, and if it's a real problem, the majority of the time, if you talk to your neighbors and have a good relationship, you can probably, you know, curtail it yourself.
That was one last thing, if I could.
Yeah, we got 1 minute, John.
Do you see any way at all in the next year or two to be able to get any more boots on the ground? Any creative methods, anything?
Tough question. You know, the city council right now, we're going through budget process, and they are holding the line with us and with the fire department, so we're not really going to be experiencing any additional cuts in firemen or policemen. So that's the first positive news. We're going to hold the line in public safety. As we move forward, you know, hopefully we won't have to make additional cuts because of what the state does, but I'm hopeful that as things start to recover, public safety is still prioritized first.
Okay, we're going to have to break, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
the phone call.
For
okay, Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. With gasoline so expensive, executives from oil giants are on Capitol Hill arguing against a tax increase.
The result could be less investment, less production, tighter energy markets, and over time, potentially higher prices for consumers.
BP boss Lamar McKay, but one Democrat says oil companies aren't hurting.
Given profits of $35 billion in just the first quarter alone, it's hard to find evidence they're repealing these subsidies would cut domestic production or cause layoffs.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. 10 children and 7 adults were injured when a bus rolled off a road in eastern Maryland.
Preliminary investigation shows that an SUV driven by one individual was pulling out onto Route 213 when they pulled out right into the path of the charter bus.
Elena Russo of Maryland State Police. Most of the injuries were reportedly minor. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual stake feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buck Karoo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Talk, Psychology for Everyday Life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning on May the 12th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out of the office on her way to traffic court. You know what? I've got to figure out which side of the jail I should get down there so I can hold my sign up here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black give discounts to veterans. They give great haircuts, great conversation in there. They are some great people. They support our community. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, and if may I say it, man's last stronghold. Okay? Man's last stronghold. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we have just got tons of questions, such as medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
There are so many places to buy it here in town. And how many, that must mean we must have thousands of recommendations. Or do you believe that this is being used for nefarious purposes?
This is a really complicated topic because this is a constitutional issue. This is a conflict between the laws of the California and the laws of the federal government. And regardless of what side you believe, that really is one of the basic issues here. And, California, we voted for Proposition 215. Everyone had the intent that, we allow patients who are suffering to use medical marijuana instead of other drugs. And that seemed logical at the time. The law was written very poorly. It was not specific, and it has led to a lot of illegal activity and misuse of at least what the intent of the law was about. So we have a lot of people who are using medical marijuana mostly for recreational use, and I think the system and the intent is really being abused. However, the law being what it is, my personal opinion aside, my job is to enforce the law. So the city regulates medical marijuana collectives in town. If they choose to open a storefront, we regulate those. There's about 15 or 16 that are operating in town right now on the most part, very little problems associated with them. However, we've had one additional one that was closed down this year. We've had, a few crime issues. A few of these places are getting broken into, but it really has not created a significant crime problem. I've looked at a lot of these recommendations, and I've talked to a lot of people that use it, and I don't think that they're using it for, what we all intended for when we voted for it back in the 90s, I think. And it's led to a conflict. And some communities and some entities want to start, large-scale, wholesale medical marijuana operations. And the reality is that's abuse, and that's crossing the line with the federal government. The federal government is starting to warn states and local entities that they're violating federal law. And it really is a conflict. I'd love to have this resolved at the Supreme Court. One way or the other.
Well, you've got Holder who said, I'm not going to get involved in states' laws, which kind of really opened up the amount.
Yeah,
of
a couple of years ago.
But now, all of a sudden, the feds are starting to raid some of medical marijuana, and now it looks like it's going to court. The pot seller or the medical marijuana sellers are now going after the government.
Well, what happened was, a couple of years ago, Eric Holder, who's the United States Attorney General appointed by President Obama, came out with a policy decision, and the law didn't change. Marijuana is still illegal in the eyes of the federal government. A policy decision that in those states who have legalized marijuana for medical use, he says, we're not going to choose to devote federal resources for prosecution of this. And what happened since then is that some of these large-scale warehouse operations have started to spring up. And the federal government is saying, hey, wait a minute, this is crossing the line. This has gone beyond, medical marijuana to take care of your ailment. This is whole-scale, marijuana cultivation for illegal purposes. And they're starting to draw the line and say, nowhere. So they've been warning communities like Oakland, for example, and places like that, say, hey, this is too much. You've crossed the line. But that's part of the difficulty here. You know, what is the line?
Yeah.
And what is the, you know, each district of the United States has their own U.S. attorney, and they have their own individual line to be crossed. And getting
there's
federal...
There's no real national policy except...
There isn't.
There isn't. And that's, you know, but that we've run into that when we start talking about things in Department of Defense now. But changes to, you know, long-time regulations... There's no policies, and this is causing all types of confusion and consternation right. in the services. Right. So it's the same thing as with in our communities. But okay, last question about marijuana. Then we're gonna have to, we'll take a break and we'll come back talking special events. A lot of things coming up here. A cab driver says, "Hey, the passenger's holding marijuana. Implications for the driver." In other words, the guy's got it. He's, you know, it's. I don't know if he's going to be smoking it out in front of everybody, but what if he gets pulled over?
Well, the driver, is similar to laws in California relative to alcohol, the driver is responsible for what happens in the car. So if you're aware that a passenger has or consuming alcohol or has or consuming marijuana, you can be cited for that. However, if it's medical marijuana, the passenger has a recommendation and it's valid, that's a lawful defense. The driver is most likely not going to be held accountable for that. But it causes a concern. And if I was running a commercial business, and I wouldn't allow people certainly to smoke in my cab, but if they're just in possession, it's probably not going to be that much of an issue if it's for medical marijuana purposes. And I think, again, my biggest concern and what I've seen is I think people are using the medical marijuana laws as a scam to get around, you know, recreational use.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chief. We've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to court for traffic court, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow if she's back. It's 8:40 in the morning. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. And we're going to come back. We're going to be talking special events during May that you may want to know about that has an impact on our police and then may have an impact on you. This is Free Fire Radio.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs. From treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care. 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques Antiques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Alocidro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocidro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocidrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda, and Linda's back already.
Hey, by the way,
she's got, what does this handcuffs on that one wrist mean? Huh? What's that mean?
I want to thank Edward. Thank you so much for the flowers.
That's right.
And we are really there in the back in the green room. We really appreciate it. Now, tomorrow we're going to be giving away pancake breakfast tickets. And tonight on my show at 6 o'clock, Missy MacArthur is going to be on, and I've got some other wonderful guests, but we're going to be giving away mall gift certificates and some other goodies, so you don't want to go anywhere. Some show tickets as well, 6 p.m. tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott.
Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do great work. They give discounts to veterans. It's the finest coffee at Espresso Joe's. Great walk-in humidor. Fine meeting place. We're talking Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Joe and Shelley. You got to just love them for what they do to for our community. Now, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we wanted to finish up here. We've got a lot of special events going on there, Chief.
Yeah, we really do. You know, May is not only a great time for weather around here, but there's a lot of great community events going on. And, you know, one of the most exciting events starts next week, and that's Rodeo Week. And that's, you know, really good community event. Tuesday, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to rob a bank or try and catch the bank robbers. And that's always a lot of fun. You know, then there's the pancake breakfast. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night is the rodeo, which is, if you haven't been to the Reading Rodeo, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm not a rodeo expert or fan, but I get to go, and it's great. And Saturday, the 21st. Is going to be one of the busiest days in our history because we have the rodeo parade in the morning from 10 to 12. The police department is working with cops and rotters for a car show down at Lake Reading Park, and that's all day on the 21st. So please come to the rodeo parade Saturday morning. After the rodeo parade, go down to Lake Reading Park and come to the car show. It's free. And we're going to have canine demonstrations, and it's a fundraiser that the cops and rotters are doing for the police canines and the police explorers. Also on that day is at T.R. Woods Memorial Park at the Sunset Playground, there is a group of volunteers going to be erecting a new playground up there. So if you're interested in you know, getting dirty and doing a little work to promote a healthy environment for children, you can get involved with the Sunset Playground project. I think there's a website for it, Sunset Playgrounds. You can probably Google it. But there, a bunch of volunteers are building a new playground up there for kids in that neighborhood, and that's really good. And then finally, probably most importantly, is Memorial Day is coming up, and you know, at the Igoe Cemetery, there's going to be a great event. If you've never been to the Igoe Cemetery Memorial Day celebration, it's really worth driving out there. It's a beautiful area, and it's just a great way to honor veterans, both living and those who have passed on in service to their country. So Memorial Day is really worth you know, spending the evening. I think it starts almost at 6 o'clock.
I think so.
About quarter to 6. You get out there early because parking is a bit of a premium. And, boy, it's really worth going out to honor our veterans.
And also on the 21st, it's a big day, is also it's Linda's birthday. And we're going to be out in Somos that night. She's going to be singing, and it's going to be tiara night.
See, it's all those wonderful things.
But there's
you
so
know,
many
we
things
could
going
just
on.
Go the rodeo we're going to on the 20th. We're going to be doing the pancake breakfast on the 19th. And then, of course, the color guard guys come in.
The pancake breakfast
on the 20th.
Also.
Sorry.
Right. We'll have
See
a
what
remote
I'm saying? Every single day. And
we'll
so love what you're doing and in your events as well. Now, will the police be doing any kind of motorcycle? Do you guys do that? Will you be doing that for the Memorial Day event?
No.
Okay.
No, the Patriot Guards are going to be doing that. Our guys are going to be working a lot of the special events, of course, just providing, helping to provide security, working to control the parade activities and street closures and so on. We're getting a lot of help this year from the Highway Patrol on all these events. So there's a lot of things we're involved in, but We'll have a few folks out at the Memorial Day thing, but I'll be there. And, right. And it's a big deal. And we've got, you know, just a lot of great things. And we're really honored. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be in the parade, and I think they're coming to town on Thursday.
They're going to be they're going to get in here on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then because they bring a big truck, and you know, I think they're bringing 5 horses this time.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday there's going to be a photo op out there. They're getting, you know, in between practice, and then Thursday morning they're going to be here on our show. And then that afternoon, there's a number of things that are happening. I know a lot of former Marines are in the police department. They're all going to be
We've got eight Marines. I'm not sure when I use the term former Marines. I've got in trouble with that before.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You've got to either on active duty or you're not. So, okay. But you're still a Marine.
Ex-Marine.
Right, they're not
Never
active duty. I've got eight guys on the department who are Marine Corps veterans, and we've been invited to go down and meet with the Color Guard Thursday, and we're very excited about that. And it's quite an honor. I think they're the only remaining mounted color guard left.
They are. And they ride American Mustangs, all Palominos.
Okay.
And here's the other thing, too, is that they had another place they could have gone to. It was a lot larger. But they chose to come up here because after they were contacted and they saw what kind of people are up here and the county and the city, you know, this was their choice. It was their choice to come up
here. Well, it's quite an honor. I was really excited to get the call to go out and meet with those guys. And just to be in the presence of these guys is really exciting. So,
well, they, like you, they serve their country.
Yeah. There's a good thing. And, again, I know it's a bit of a promotion, but it's a way to honor America and honor our veterans. And for them to be in the rodeo parade, that'll be really exciting. So, gosh, if you can come down on that Saturday morning, watch the rodeo, you know, watch the rodeo parade, and some of the other events we have in the community, and you know, come down to the park and really, you know, hopefully we get great weather like we're having lately.
Yeah.
And everything.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Really good. Okay, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll finish up, but we want to talk one more time about a young soldier who paid the ultimate and is being laid to rest today with full honors. This is Carl Lindabot. It's 8:50 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine.
Waterworks Park.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the wet water fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading!
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, McDonald's Memorial Chapel, Curves Fitness for Women, Senior Side Insurance Agency, Addis Healthcare, The Vistas, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, and State Farm. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Back down. Yeah, we won't back down. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio. 8:54 in the morning on May the 12th.
What happened to the week? It's Thursday.
It's, we want to real quickly remind everybody that today's specialist, Preston Dennis, will be laid to rest. One of Redding's sons that was killed in Afghanistan. His funeral will be at 2 p.m. That's 2 p.m. up at the Northern California Veteran Cemetery at IGO. The procession is going to leave at about 1 o'clock from McDonald's, and I would recommend that if you were going to do that, you know, that you get up there early. You know, I believe it's going to be pretty crowded, but this is a chance for us to say our final, give our final, pay our final respects to a hero, one of 57 Americans that was killed in Afghanistan or Iraq in the month of April. So, hey, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, last thoughts here for people here, Chief.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about response times, and John had some really good questions about, you know, where things are going. And, you know, it's going to be rough for a couple of years, but I don't want to give people the impression that, you know, the sky is falling, because it's not. You know, we have a great community. We have good people that live here. And, you know, we'll handle things, and working together is the solution. You know, we talked last time I was here about emergency preparedness and how working together is the solution to a lot of these issues. And that's what we have to do now. We have to work together as a community, as law enforcement. And law enforcement agencies in this region do a pretty good job working together to help solve problems. And, you know, we had a training session yesterday discussing the possible future impact of gangs in our community and what the intelligence looks like is going to be happening. And, again, working together is going to solve the problem. No one agency or no one individual is going to be able to address this issue. We have to work together on it.
We had a great show with your gang guy.
And he just
laid it out for everybody. And and there's things that are coming down the road that we all have to really pay attention. We're really going to have to get your neighborhood watch. You've got to be the eyes and ears for the police and the sheriff's department.
We're getting very specific information that the street gangs are targeting Redding as a place they want to gain a foothold to take control of the drug trafficking going up on here. And it's very specific. It's being directed by a few of the big shot callers out of the prisons. And it's very, very specific information. So we're trying to gear up for that, educate people in law enforcement, you know, what to look for and what to do. And then we're going to be very proactive in dealing with these individuals when they come here. But the state's involved in helping us with the investigation, Department of Justice, as well as the Department of Corrections. So we're fortunate to have some people from the Department of Corrections that work with us every day. But, you know, we've got Highway Patrol, sheriffs, Anderson Police, everyone involved in trying to combat this issue, because that is one of the few things that can really change a community.
And change it quickly.
Change it quickly and really make it an undesirable place. If we allow any particular gang or gangs in general to get a foothold here and start taking control of a neighborhood or a particular area, that really can change the dynamics of what's going on in your town.
I think that would change, you know, I would think it would really change the dynamics of the town. And I think at that time the city would have to do something very, very proactive to make sure it didn't happen.
Well, you know, I've got
that includes using citizens.
I've got the support from Kurt Starman. He's, you know, he understands the dynamics. He went to the training session with us yesterday, so he's enlightened, and he knows the importance of this, and he's educated enough and smart enough to see what's going on in other communities to know what we have here and what we can do to prevent it. And, you know, this is not something that I've came up with. This is some things I've learned over the years working with Chief Blankenship, Chief Modi, and talking to chiefs from other areas about what's the best way to prevent gangs from getting a foothold. And the key word is prevent. You know, not wait till they take over and then try and, you know, get rid of it then. It's too late by then.
Yeah. It's and I agree. We've got to be very proactive. And everybody you talk to, if you can put it right at the beginning and stop it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you want to get in front of this avalanche here or this ball and stop it before you can get started.
There's really four things that need to be done. You know, the first thing is community education of the law enforcement officials and community members about what the problem is. You know, secondarily, we need to work with, you know, quite frankly, work with people in the gangs to develop information, develop informants. You know, third, we need to, you know, when we have a gang-related crime, prosecute really hard. You know, make sure the message is sent, you know, strong message is sent from the district attorney's office as well as the judges. And then the last thing is we need to be proactive, you know, in your face, you know, daily, confrontational. And that's what SAGE is all about, that Chief Modi started, is that, you know, is the very proactive, particularly in our, you know, communities around Reading, to say, you know, you are not welcome here and we don't want you here.
And so, the community will tell you that.
Yeah,
and we'll
they do.
And we'll stand behind our police.
Yeah, they're very supportive. In Reading, when the SAGE operators show up, we've got a lot of support from the community.
Okay. Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, we always enjoy you being here.
Thanks
for
being
updates
on.
And,
well, I enjoy coming. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, and for everything you do, and tell your officers to be safe out there.
I'll do that.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking Charter City. Would that have an impact on what's going on around here? We've got a lot of things going on. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Red.